The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome in. We have a combo package for you today. First up is the director of the Suzuki String Academy, Ruth Klingensmith. And this is the only time... Oh, wait a minute. What am I saying? I'm trying to read what I have and they're not making sense. I'm so sorry. You know, I had Ruth scheduled previously. We didn't have enough time to talk. And then candidate country kind of got in the way. So she's here today jumping in with us. And you are going to be really interested in the upcoming concerts and everything about the Suzuki String Academy. Then later on in the program, all things primary election coming your way May 21st. Bonner County Clerk Mike Rosedale is here, and you know it, he has the answers that we need. All that coming up right after we do a little business.
Bondo, you need Bondo.
Bondo fixed the car so you can drive him home.
A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome.
I took it into Anderson's. Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Eve's Leaves, Sandpoint's finest specialty store for women. Check out the spring fashions arriving daily. Chosen collections from top fashion designers. Eve's Leaves, open 7 days a week in historic Sandpoint. Sharon's Hallmark is getting ready for spring with new merchandise arriving daily. Apparel, jewelry, and home decor, plus a great selection of candles featuring spring fragrances. Think spring. Think Sharon's Hallmark.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the Old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. 208-265-6406.
It's here. It's now. The Grand National RV Show at Arna RV North Spokane. For 10 days only, March 14th through the 23rd. Shop over 140 RVs inside the West Coast's largest indoor showroom. Free parking, free admission. The time to buy is now. Montana, Cougar, Rockwood, Forest River, Winnebago, and more. Find huge factory discounts and clearance pricing on many units. All inside the West Coast's largest indoor showroom. 10 days only. March 14th through the 23rd at R&R RV in North Spokane. Special show pricing, giveaways, and food vendors on site. Beat that summer rush and buy now. Motorhomes, camper vans, fifth wheels, travel trailers, toy haulers, and truck campers all indoors at the Grand National RV Show in North Spokane. Free parking, free admission. March 14th through the 23rd indoors at R&R RV North Spokane. 525 East Francis. Visit rnrrv.com for more info.
Spring's in the air, and it's the Gypsy Girl's birthday too. Got your eye on something at the Rusty Trunk? Now is the time to buy. One day only, March 20th, both locations. Pull a present from the birthday bag and celebrate with 5 to 20% off any single item. The Rusty Trunk, Ponderay across from the Animal Shelter, and Bonner's Ferry, previously Carter Country. Vintage, antiques, arts, gifts, and more. Come discover your new favorite place to shop, the Rusty Trunk.
97.1 FM, KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
Hey, everybody. As usual, we have it going on for you. First up, Ruth Klingensmith. She's the director, as I said, of the Suzuki String Academy. Ruth, it is so good to have you back on the air. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Barbara.
Well, fill our audience in if they don't know what the Suzuki String Academy is. What do you do?
Yeah, well, we work with children of all ages, but we especially specialize in teaching very young students starting at age 3 on the violin. And we work very closely with the parents. It's called the Suzuki Triangle. So the parent and teacher work together to support the child. And the parent actually learns the instrument in the beginning so that they can go home and help their child at home with all the practice.
Can parents stay with it through the education?
They can.
Be an adult student?
And actually, we have a mom ensemble now, or a parent ensemble, that are parents that have decided they want to continue playing themselves, even when they don't have to so much. Their children learn so quickly that they surpass the parents at some point in the learning. But a lot of the moms have discovered that they really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So they started an ensemble, and they'll actually be performing at our next event in April.
Oh, how excellent. Okay, April 23rd. We'll be talking about that, but mark your calendars. It's coming up April 23rd. It doesn't surprise me that you say children, you know, surpass their parents pretty fast, because music is like language.
Mm-hmm.
3, 4, 5-year-olds, they can learn like 3 languages.
Yes.
All at the same time almost. There, it's just something in our brain, right, that takes it in, the patterns.
Yes.
And the sounds.
Yes. And they, at a young age, that 3 to 5, they just are like little sponges. Mm-hmm. And they're able to have all their learning pathways open. And that's the approach Suzuki took in teaching music, is he saw that all children can learn their mother tongue language, but they can also learn multiple languages within their home and know where to direct those. So if
exactly.
Grandpa speaks one or mom speaks another, then they're able to direct that. So he said, why can't we apply the same way of learning to music?
Okay, so that's the Suzuki method,
yes.
So to speak. So explain that a little bit more in depth so we can understand. It's like learning a language?
Yes, so in language, it starts young, right? So the child is hearing their parents speak basically before they're born. And they're also hearing their other family members speak their language, plus their friends in play groups. There's children learn by imitation. So then they start imitating the sounds that they're hearing.
Well, we know babies.
Yes.
You can talk to a brand new baby, you know, well, maybe not totally newborn, but, you know, and they begin to try to mimic you.
Mm-hmm.
They can't really for a while, but you can see them listening and focusing and trying to.
Yes. Right. And it starts very small. Like they say, ma, and then it transforms into mama, and then mother.
It transforms into dada. Usually
yes,
they say
and
they learn that.
Yeah. And so that's how we approach the music, is there's a lot of listening and seeing the parents learn. There's that imitation. They also learn in groups. So they have their individual lesson. They also go to a group class, so they're seeing their peers also.
I love the parent involvement at any stage along the
yeah.
way. Do you take other adults that aren't parents who want to come in and say in their 20s or 30s or whatever and say, you know, I've always wanted to play the violin.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be a student?
Yes. Yeah, we have several adult students as well that have just, maybe they're retired and they really have a desire to have music
what
and play
music.
What
about the ukulele? Is the ukulele included in the string? I have a reason for asking.
We don't teach ukulele, but it is it has strings on it.
It
so.
Does. You can think about that, okay. What's the cost of attending this academy, and how often? Well, let's start with cost.
Yeah, so it's all, we approach it as a school, a private school, so it's tuition based.
Mm-hmm.
So, and each student gets a private lesson plus a 45-minute group class. They get multiple performance opportunities throughout the year, at least 4. And so all that built in, it ranges depending on the length of their lesson, anywhere between $200 and $300 a month.
Okay. And so like the private lesson, is it with you? Are there other instructors?
We have other instructors. So we've got two other violin instructors currently, including myself. We also have a cello instructor.
No ukulele instructor, though, we have to note.
Yeah, so our focus is violin, viola, and cello.
Okay.
Currently, yeah.
My niece grew up playing the violin, and she has not continued. Now she's like 40. But she loved it so much because she said she felt the music in her body. She felt the vibration holding that. And they say cello is even more, because you're just, you know, you're hugging the cello. It must be an amazing feeling.
Yes. Yeah. There's definitely a difference between listening to music and then being able to create it yourself and make it. There's just another level of expression that is really a gift that I feel like I've been able to experience, and I want to give to other children and young adults and adults.
Are you always open for registration, since there's private classes and group? A person could register now, or do they wait? Do you have like semesters, or how does that work?
We do have semesters, and our typical most enrollment happens in the fall at the beginning of the school year. And then we get some enrollment as well in the spring. People can enroll anytime, but we like to have consistency.
Right.
So we don't want to have them come in for like a month and then, you know, not have lessons for the summer or something.
Right.
So we try to really direct when kids enroll so they can have that consistency in learning, because it's very challenging to learn a stringed instrument, and it takes time. That first year is just building ground. It's like planting a garden, and you're not seeing a lot happening, but a lot is happening under the ground.
Yes.
And then after some time and being very consistent, then you'll see the growth come up that's visible. But it just takes a lot of groundwork and patience with the process. And so we want to really support that.
Our timing is actually really perfect today, Ruth. It's almost perfect that I had you on earlier than I thought I would. Tell us first about the April and May concerts, and then we're going to talk about how parents can be in touch so they can be a part of that fall enrollment if they're interested.
Yes.
So tell us about April 23rd.
So April 23rd is called our Suzuki Celebration, and this is very uniquely to the Suzuki program. Because all the students learn in groups, we just have I want to just say we have an amazing community of families. And that is the biggest thing about our school that makes it unique and that really draws people, is there just this wonderful community. You're not going to a lesson by yourself and then performing a couple times a year. It's just a very inclusive, welcoming community, and the kids play together every week, and they build friendships, and they progress very quickly that way. So on April 23rd, you're going to see our groups perform
awesome.
Together. And it's based on level. So we start at level 4, which is our top level, and we keep adding kids till the stage is full, and everyone ends with our the first song that all children learn is Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. So everybody on the stage.
Everybody plays that. The older ones and the younger
ones
together.
Yes, all together, because they keep reviewing all the songs.
So April 23rd, Tuesday, that's a Tuesday at 5 p.m. at North Summit Church. And your website, please, so people can find this information. They may not be able to write it down as they listen to us on their radio.
Yes, they can look it up on our website, Suzuki String Academy, under events.
Okay, SuzukiStringAcademy.com.
Yes.
So April 23rd coming up, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. May 10th, quickly, you have another concert, and that's the chamber one you were talking about.
Yes.
Tell us what that is again.
So I love chamber music, and chamber ensembles are just a smaller group of string instruments, usually violin, viola, cello. And we get to explore all kinds of genres of music. So at this particular concert, we're doing a lot of movie themes.
Ew.
So you'll hear Star Wars,
Lord of the Rings. I see. I love
and
it.
And we do have the Mozart's Eine kleine Nacht because it's a beautiful chamber piece. And I try to pick songs that the students are connect with, and they just love playing all those music. So that will be a very fun concert to attend. We have two different chamber groups, and all these concerts are free, by the way.
Oh, good. So. Thank you for sharing that. So Friday, 6 o'clock in the evening, May 10th, and this one is at the First Presbyterian Church. I know that's a lot of information, everybody. Go to the website, SuzukiStringAcademy.com. You can get all the information, and importantly, you can get the information for you to connect with Ruth and her team. And if you're interested, I love it, 3 years old, 4 years old. The best thing I think you can do, even if it doesn't last further on, in their life, but to have this skill and to have this brain work.
Yes.
Good. It's important. Kids that are bilingual at 3, 4, 5, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It stays with them, not just the language,
right,
but the brain power.
Yes.
Something going on.
The
in
learning
there.
Ability.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Honestly, I'm just going to, I don't know what it is. I just love music and I love this approach to music and I love that it's kids.
Yes.
Let's think about the ukulele, Ruth. Okay. So thank you again
thank you, Barbara, so much
for being with us. We'll be in touch, and I hope to attend both of those concerts.
Well, we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so very much. All right, everybody, we're going to take that break. When we come back, we're going to be talking all about that upcoming primary, May 21st.
Sandpoint Superdrug is happy to introduce their brand new website and logo. Did you know Sandpoint Superdrug is home to an Ace Hardware Center, a home and gifts department, a nutritional center offering full clinical services, and hands down, the best pharmacy in town? Their knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff is standing by ready to help you. It's what makes them different. They take the time to help their customers personally. For more than 50 years, Sandpoint Superdrug is your one-stop place to shop.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, the guy with all those annoying ads. I'm here to tell you that when homes aren't selling, I am still buying homes. If you're wondering if you can still get a fair cash offer and close in a week, well, let me tell you, yes, you Spokane. Call me today for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell in as little as 1 week with no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing. I'm not green bluffing you. We are a local family-owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. Get your free cash offer today by visiting us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Real country music.
Yeah, you got a chance.
Johnson, live. Friday, April 26th, in concert at Spokane Veterans Memorial Arena. Country's best. Cody Johnson. In the Leather Tour. With special guest, Justin Moore. Also featuring Drake Milligan. On stage at Spokane Veterans Memorial Arena, Friday, April 26th. Cody Johnson. VIP and reserve seats on sale right now at TicketsWest.com in the Spokane Arena box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest, Justin Moore.
Thank you.
produced by Police Productions.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 AM.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. As promised, we've got Mike Rosedale here. He's the Bonner County Commissioner, and he is going to talk to us about all things having to do with the primary nomination process that goes on May 21st. Let's start with registrations. How do people, if they're not registered, how do they get registered?
Well, right now, we do have registration. You can do it online with the Secretary of State's website, or you can come in and register. The last day for registration is April 26th.
Okay, so April 26th, you can go online. You can come in directly to the county building here at Division and Highway 2 and register. What do you need to register? What do I have to bring? My mother's endorsement or what?
Well, you could try that.
She's a lovely lady.
You'll need an Idaho driver's license, a valid Idaho driver's license.
Yes.
If you've moved from Boise or something like that, it still is valid. But
if you don't live here,
it needs to be an Idaho driver's license. So you'll move here, you'll show your driver's license from Idaho. And if you've moved here from someplace else, you have to show proof of residence in this county and where you live. So that's what you'd need to show. If you don't have a driver's license, you can show a concealed carry permit, and that's another thing you show, a tribal ID card or a U.S. passport. But with those, you don't have your address, so you will in every case have to show proof of your address, which could be a power bill. There's a whole list of things, and it's on our website as well.
Oh, okay. In your name with your actual physical address, so who you are and that you're a resident of Bonner County.
Yes.
Okay, so April 26th, people can get registered so they can vote. Is it too late to get an absentee ballot? Has that window closed?
No. In fact, we haven't even develop the ballot yet, because the closing to file was just Friday, and this week is write-in candidate week, so we don't even know yet which races have eligible write-ins. So there may be some with eligible write-ins and some without. So after this Friday is the deadline for that and the deadline for language for ballot measures. So this Friday, then it's canceled. We start mailing the absentee ballots on April 5th. The deadline to request an absentee ballot is May 10th, but as we've talked about every single show, don't wait. Do it now. If you want an absentee ballot.
May 10th sounds even too late.
It's just like snail mail.
I mean, that's what it is. It's mail
in. Something could happen to it going in, and something could happen to it coming back to us.
Coming back to you guys,
And even more importantly than that, if you and your wife or spouse sign each other's, we can't count those, and it could have been a simple mistake, and we don't have time to cure it. We can't get a hold of you in time to come back in. So do it now.
Do it now. If you want absentee ballot, do it now. Absentee ballot, we're going to talk about a little bit later to distinguish that from mail-in ballots, because even though the absentee ballot is mailed in, it's not a mail-in ballot. It's so important that people understand that. Every time you're on mic, you have to re-explain it to everybody, because people, they just get confused.
Sure. A mail-in ballot happens in states where they just mail every elected or registered person.
And their dog.
And sometimes, I don't know. A ballot. In Idaho, it's absentee only, and that means you have to request it, and you sign a slip saying that you request it. We check that signature against what we have on file as your registration card. Then we will send you your ballot in an envelope. You sign that and send it back. When it comes back again, we check your signature to make sure you're the one that actually
did it. Not signing for your spouse,
exactly.
Not having
exactly.
Aunt
so
Tilly
it's much
sign.
Safer.
The other thing, too, and I can't actually remember, but I think, you know, you identify yourself, you give your social security number. I think there are...
Yeah, so there's two different ways, driver's license or social security.
Okay, driver's license number, social security, I mean, it is you.
Yes.
And you have to ask for it, and then you're, isn't it assigned like a unique number at that point? Like,
yes, so absentee...
One ballot.
Our absentee ballot system is very good. So first of all, we send it out in our envelopes with a barcode on the return envelope. If it doesn't have that, we would never accept it. When we check the barcode, that pulls up your signature, so we check your signature. If we open that and there are two ballots or more in there, none of them count. If a ballot comes back, you know, stuffing the ballot box, so to speak, with ballots that aren't in those envelopes, none of those count.
Or unsigned.
Right.
On the back it says exactly. You got a sign right here, big I says look here, sign,
exactly
don't sign,
right.
Doesn't count.
Yep.
So there are just a lot of hurdles to get over, but the other thing, Mike, which I find very interesting, for people who haven't applied for their absentee ballot yet, hey, your last year's absentee ballot request expired.
That's right.
It doesn't go year to year.
You have to do it fresh every single year, and so do it now if you want to do this one, possibly August and November as well. Just do it. Do it today, and that way you'll get the first tranche of ballots that goes out, and you'll have as much time as you need to.
Better yet, do it in January, February, if you know you're going to be gone or you want to do the absentee ballot. The other thing about absentee ballot that you always tell us that I really appreciate, let's say there are three elections in the upcoming 2024 year. And you don't have to absentee ballot request all of them. You can just, I just want to absentee the primary. The other ones I'm going to vote in person. Or I can say, give me an absentee ballot for all of the elections for 2024. It's very convenient.
Right. Somebody I know is going to Hawaii for 2 weeks. Yes. And if they happen to be in Hawaii during this election, they could actually have it delivered there. As long as your physical rest.
All
right.
Okay, that's why I wanted to learn how to play the ukulele.
There you go.
But I don't think I have time. Okay, it's true. You can be specific about which absentee ballot you want if you don't want all absentee ballots.
Right.
So
which
it's
election
so
time you want.
Good.
Right.
All right. So register. And is it true? We have to be obviously registered to even ask for an absentee ballot.
Yes.
We have to be in the system
you
already.
Do. Yes, you do.
Yeah. Okay, so early voting is the next option. You can, it's just like in-person voting, but it's early. How does that work?
So 2 weeks before the election, we open our offices in the administration building on 1500 Highway 2. And from 9 to 5, although we normally start before 9, but the official hours are 9 to 5, you can come in and vote early. And it's the same exact process. Just like election day, if you haven't registered, you can register to vote during early voting, but you would have to register and vote.
Right. And the difference is there's only one place that you can go vote. There are no polling stations that are open out in the schools or the community centers like on election day.
That's right.
You go to the county offices.
Right.
And give that address again in case we've got people who don't know where that big, beautiful building is.
It's the big building on Highway 2 and Division. So it's 1500 Highway 2.
I think Mountain West Bank might. No, they are smaller.
And the Suite 124. It's the office with the American flag hanging outside.
What's the big building that's being built behind Mountain West?
That is going to be a multi-purpose. It's an EMS station and different county offices. Our coroner is moving there. We have different offices. Our IT is moving there.
Oh, okay. Yep. Someone said new county building. I thought, no, you guys aren't giving up the main building. So you'll
have
both.
It's an additional, right.
Sounds like growing staff.
Well, we're moving the EMS from next to the hospital to that facility.
Excellent. Yep. Excellent. All right. Thank you for that. All right. So early voting, just like voting in person, you just get to do it early, but you have one place to go, one place to vote.
Right.
And what kind of ID do you have to have when you walk in and say, I want to vote early?
You would have to have your driver's license, concealed weapons permit. There's a list of IDs, and I don't have that necessarily in front of me.
Passport?
Passport would work as well. Just there's a more narrow list of IDs that are acceptable now. It cannot be a note. It can't be anything
can't
like
that.
It cannot be a student ID.
Oh,
that's
my
correct.
Goodness.
If you don't have a driver's license, you can get one from the Secretary of State, just an ID just for voting.
Yeah.
You can get that from the Secretary of State's office. They are free.
But you have to, you know, get on it and get it done. You can't just be hanging out. All right. The last option, which is an option that, you know, most, I think a lot of people like, it's just like on election day, they go have fun, they vote, they eat a cookie, they talk to their friends, and they vote on election day, which the nomination day, which is what I'm choosing to call it, is May 21st. It's the primary nomination day. So what do they need to vote on that day? Same thing, right?
Yeah, to vote, you would have to have, again, an Idaho driver's license, identification card, a U.S. passport or federal photo, a tribal identification card or a concealed weapons license issued by a county sheriff in Idaho.
Because that tribal card has a photo.
I don't know that.
Oh, I think it does.
But it's expressly, statutorily
Costco,
listed.
Costco has a photo on your
right,
ID card
but that
card
doesn't count.
Now. Costco doesn't count, I know, but it does have a photo. All right, I will let people know. We're going to move in now, everybody, to who the candidates are in the really prime areas that we're looking at here in Bonner County. I want to let you know, next week, March 26th, we are kicking off candidate time with you. I have both the sheriff's candidates. They're going to be here together. They are going to be, they're not going to be duking it out, okay? They're going to be talking it out here with me, Sheriff Darrell Wheeler and challenger Steve Bradshaw, who is a county commissioner choosing not to run for re-election. So Darrell Wheeler, Steve Bradshaw, right here with you next week. All right, so the let's start with County Commissioner District 1.
Okay. We have, in the Republican race, we have James Burrows, Brian Domke, and Brian Riley. That's who we have for Commissioner District 1 as a Republican. Commissioner District 1 for Democrat is Megan Yates.
But she is unopposed.
Yes, so she will advance to go. She'll go straight to November.
She'll go straight to the fall ballot. She'll
unless,
be on,
now again, as
unless
I said,
somebody
there's a write-in
like
candidate.
A write-in candidate.
Write-in, yeah, write-in, right. I would say the odds of that are very slim, but it's a possibility.
Right. So I don't know the last time I ever saw a Democrat write in. But anyway, so the contest is really between the three Republican candidates, Brian Riley, Brian Domke, and James Burrows.
Yes.
I want to let everybody know I've talked to all three of them. I also have them scheduled to be on the radio down the line in April. So the next one that's so important is County Commissioner District 3. Who's running for that?
Sure. Now, an independent
that
candidate.
That nomination.
Right. An independent is running. Glenn Lefauver. I killed that name. I'm sorry, Glenn. That's independent, so they will also go straight to November. But there are four running for Republican District number 3. That is Dmitry Borisov, Jeff Glass, Ron Korn, and Luke Amet.
Okay.
So we have those four.
And Luke is the incumbent, so he is running for re-election. And then the three challengers are Ron Korn, Dmitry Borisov, and Jeff Glass. And again, everybody, I have all four of them confirmed to be on the radio with me. And I do want to let you know that I'm lobbying for an extra radio date because four candidates on at the same time is too many candidates. Nobody gets to talk long enough for you to really get to know them. So hopefully I'm going to be able to separate that into two radio shows. We'll see. But they're all confirmed. Okay, the next one that is so important is State Representative Seat 1A. Who's running?
Okay, Representative Seat 1A.
A.
Let me see here. We have Karen. So on the Democrat side, we have Karen Mathey. And we have, that's it. And the rest are Republicans. We have Mark Sauter, Spencer Hutchings, and Jane Sauter. Okay. Jane Sauter and Mark Sauter are not related.
Not related. That's so important. It's the first question I asked when I saw her name. I thought, is this his sister, his wife? You know, who is this? Totally, totally not related. Mark Sauter is our current representative. He's running for re-election and then challenging our Jane Sauter and Spencer Hutchings. And again, they're all confirmed. I've got them lined up for you guys. And they'll be at, obviously, other forums and other candidate places where you're going to get to hear them and see them talk. But this is the only place that you see only the candidates that are running for a specific seat in the room together talking it out. All right. And the next one is an interesting one. I found this the most interesting. State Representative Seat 1B. Who's running?
So we have two Democrats running. We have, and I'm going to kill this, Bob Vicarious and Catherine Larson. Mm-hmm. We have two Republicans running. We have Chuck Lohman and Cornell Razor.
What's interesting about this one is that State Representative Seat 1B has been held for I can't remember how many years now by Sage Dixon, a Republican, and he is choosing not to seek re-election.
10 years.
Ten years. It been? Thank you for that. And so two challengers, two people running on the Republican side, Chuck Lohman, Cornell Razor. And honestly, this is the first time in my memory, and I confess that my memory may be a little bit shady here and there. I have never seen two Democrats on the Democrat nomination ballot running.
Right.
It's just amazing. Right. And I've told that I have not been in touch with Bob yet. Bob, if you're out there listening, I need to talk to you. But I have talked, I had the privilege of talking and scheduling Catherine Larson, and or will be scheduling. And I have complimented her for being a Democrat and telling us she's a Democrat. I like it. And the same thing goes for Glenn Lefevre and Megan Yates. If you're a Democrat, you agree with Democratic ideals, the platform, the tax, the whatever situation, then if you tell people that you're that and don't say you're a Republican, but I'm a Democrat, proud and loud. All right, that's me saying that, not our wonderful Bonner County clerk, Mike. We're up against a break. We're going to take that break right now. When we come back, we're going to have the candidates for state senator.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet.
This March, we're celebrating our 29th anniversary at the Kootenai Casino. We're having a blowout anniversary celebration, and you are invited. With March deals on rooms, dining, and the spa, along with huge cash and bonus play prizes all month long, stay at the Kootenai Falls Lodge midweek, starting at just $69, or upgrade to a Riverview room for $89. And in the Springs restaurant, our chef is offering these mouth-watering March specials. For breakfast, stuffed biscuits and gravy, or stuffed French toast for only $10. For lunch, try a trip through our salad bar, a cup of soup, and half sandwich for just $8. For dinner, we have an OG London broil or chimichurri hanger steak for only $16. At the Kootenai Spa, save on the 30-minute massage and peppermint body scrub with a Tranquility tub soak for only $110. Come on in for the win! Book your getaway today. Just call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY. Or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Live comedy returns to the Panada Theater in Sandpoint on Saturday, March 23rd, as Philip Kapinski presents the final performance of this season's Comedy Avalanche series, starring the charismatic Landry.
My brother actually just got caught in a DUI checkpoint recently, man. He texted me. What he wanted to send was, "Hey, man, just got pulled over by the cops. They want to test me for a DUI." But what he ended up sending was, "They want to test me for an IUD." And I don't think I've laughed that hard in 3 months. Because that is female birth control. I go, how do you feel? He goes, I'm pretty confident. I was like, I'm pretty confident too. He's like, I only had one beer. I was like, bro, if they're going to test you for an IUD, you might want to have a couple more.
As seen on Dry Bar Comedy and winner of Boston's Comedy Festival, Landry performs live on stage in Sandpoint. Don't miss Landry at the Panada this Saturday. Tickets are just $25 in advance and available at panada.org.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
KBFI. KSPT. North Idaho's radio.
You know, everybody, welcome in. We always have it going on here on the commercial break. It's just praise God that Pat doesn't leave the microphones on the air during that time. But it's all good because we're talking about elections here, nominations here on the break. So we another race that's going to where the Republicans and the Democrats are looking for a nomination. Who is running?
So we have senator race,
state
senator race. We
yes.
do. We have a Democrat and a Republican running for that. Of course, they will make it to the finals. We have Tom Hearn is the Democrat. Phil Hart is a Republican. So they are unopposed.
And oh, then, that's right. That's that other. I'm thinking that's a part of District 1. Is Phil Hart on? He's not going to be on my ballot. He's not running for senator from District 1. He's District 2.
So,
who's the Democrat?
That would be District 2. I'm sorry. That is
that's
District
okay.
2.
Yep. Who's the Democrat that's running for District 1?
Tom Hearn. Oh, District 1 is. Hold on.
I wasn't aware there was a Democrat there.
I'll have to come back to that.
Okay, let's come back to that. But we do know there are two Republicans that are running for District 1 state senator, and they are?
Okay, so for state senator, we have an independent Dan Rose.
Okay.
We have an independent Steve Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
And we have Scott Herndon, who's a Republican, and Jim Woodward, who's a Republican.
So there are two independents. Do they both end up on the ballot in the fall? No. Who votes for them then?
No, I believe they do. They'll end up in November on the ballot.
That's crazy. I mean, if they're opposing each other.
They're not. Well, I mean, they want to win, but they're not in the same party. It's not a party.
Independents aren't a party. It's just like unaffiliated.
So we have Constitution, Libertarian, Democrat, and Republican. Those are the recognized parties.
What about Green?
We don't have Green.
They're not recognized.
They're not a recognized party. And so if you are not one of those four, you're just unaffiliated.
Okay, so state senator, District 1, on the ballot for nomination for Republican is Scott Herndon. He's the incumbent. And Jim Woodward, who was defeated by Scott Herndon in the last election.
Yes.
He is running again to return to be our state senator. And I have not talked to them yet, but I know that they will both say yes to be on the radio.
I'm sure they will.
Everyone with you, talking with each other, and to this wonderful speak up audience. All right, well, let's take a minute and talk about unaffiliated voters, because they're not left out. If they're not affiliated with Republicans or Democrats, they don't get to play in the nomination process. So, but they get to come to the party in the fall, right?
So an unaffiliated voter right now, if they vote in May, mm-hmm. they can choose at that moment to affiliate with the Republican, Democrat, Constitution.
What do you mean at that moment? Like that, that morning they can wake up and say, I'm a Republican?
They can. But then you become a Republican. Anybody can vote the Democrat. Democrat has
What difference does it make in the fall? Everybody gets a ballot with all the Democrats and Republicans and independents listed. All God's children can vote for whoever they want in the fall. The issue is who gets nominated. I can't believe you can wake up unaffiliated and come in and say, actually, I'm a Republican.
You could do that, but you couldn't do it for the presidential caucus. For the caucus, you had to be Republican as of December 31st.
Yeah, the caucus is over.
It is over. That's the rule. That's the same rule we've had for a very long
time. Well, that's got to change. You just can't wake up and I'm speaking politically, and you all need to know Mike Rosedale. He's the county clerk. He follows the law. He has no opinion if it's not written in code. Okay, so that's why these interviews are so interesting. Because
you can contact the list of people I just named as candidates and ask them to do what you want them to do.
I want Mark Sauter and Sage. You're not there anymore, and Scott Herndon or Jim, whoever's going to be there next year, I want you guys to change this. No one should be able to wake up and say, I think, because you know what? Here's the deal. Nobody wakes up in the morning and they're a Republican and say, you know what? I think I'm a Democrat. I'm unaffiliated. I think I'm a Democrat.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Well, let me talk about that anyway.
Okay.
So if you are unaffiliated, you can affiliate on election day. If you are a Constitution party, you can vote your Constitution ballot or a Democrat ballot, or you can always do nonpartisan. And the only thing on nonpartisans is the judges. So don't choose that one, because all the other ballots have the judges as well.
Okay, that's good. Because how you affiliate determines what ballot you see in the nomination
primary, in the primary
process.
Right.
That, right. I mean, people, I'm telling you, Mike, people do not understand this.
Right.
I talk to people all the time, and they don't have a clue what the primary is actually doing.
Right.
They think
they're electing
a senator. And you're like, you're not electing a senator.
The best way to explain it, it's the party's private election to see who they want to have stand for election in November. That's what that's about.
It's supposed to be the party's private election, but if you wake up that morning and you say, I'm feeling like I'm identifying as a Republican right now, so I'm going to go in there and tell them who I think they ought to have.
I think somebody needs a Hawaii trip.
I think I need to leave for Hawaii this afternoon. It's crazy.
But again, if you're unaffiliated, you can choose any ballot. If you choose Constitution, you become a Constitution party. If you choose Libertarian, you become Libertarian. Republican, you become a Republican.
So if I'm unaffiliated, I can walk in that day and say, I want the Republican ballot.
Yes, you can.
And what happens in the fall? Now, I'm unaffiliated coming
this
fall. Oh, it doesn't matter, because everybody gets to vote for anybody.
It's the same ballot.
Everybody gets the same ballot.
Yes, in
everybody can vote for anybody in the fall.
Because the horses in the race are then set.
The nominees have been set in the primary. We have to rename it. It's not an election. It's a nomination process. And then I think people will begin to understand it better.
Everybody out there, you need to send Barbara Carpenter some coconut oil or something and just help her get to Hawaii a little early.
I need a ukulele, okay? Okay, so there is something else I want to talk about. There have been petitions all over the state of Idaho about open and closed primaries, and they're saying open primary, which means anybody can be anybody and come in and say, I'm a Republican, let me vote. So that's an open primary, an open nomination. But some people may change their minds. I've been talking to people who say, I didn't understand it. I didn't know what I was signing. I got a little bamboozled. If somebody wants to take their name off of that initiative, how do they do that?
Well, they would have to, in writing, come let our office know in a way that we can verify that it's you and say that you want your name off.
Okay. So actually, that's important, because you can take your name off that initiative if you feel that you signed it and you didn't really understand what you were signing. By Idaho code, it says a signer may remove his or her signature from a petition or an initiative petition prior to filing with the county clerk. by striking through his or her name. So you can file with the county clerk, or you can just go and scratch your own name off, is what I'm reading.
So what's important here, too, is it has to be done before we actually verify the names and addresses. So
when's there's that going to happen?
Well, no, it happens all the time. When they drop off, they drop off the petition packages, they drop them off every once in a while. So they have to, it's for somebody with buyer's remorse. Very quickly. So somebody with buyer's remorse would have to do it immediately. Otherwise,
that
it's too late.
That is a good way to put it. Buyer's remorse. You can get your name off that initiative if you have changed your mind. All right. Honestly, Mike, you just bring such good information. I appreciate it more than I can say. Everybody, thanks for listening. Next week, the two sheriff's candidates will be here. You be here, too. It's going to be good. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care of yourself.